Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 28 of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com, and this is my ride to work. So, we talked about a lot of different stuff, but one topic that comes up with me a lot, and I thought I would, you know, give it a spin today, was actually inspired by yesterday. Yesterday evening, my youngest turned 6, and we gave her a 3DS. Specifically, we gave her a new 2DS XL. It is a it's the special Pikachu edition that actually has Pikachu's face on the front cover, and to the point where like the nose and the cheeks kind of stick out. Super adorable. We were able to get that in March. And so we picked it up in March, and it was painful to hold on to it until December. There were so many times where I was like, oh man, should I give it to her now? You know, she's having a really bad day, maybe she's sick or something like that. And I was just like, oh, let's just go do it. But Jenna, being the font of wisdom that she is, knew that it would be a value to us in the fall to have her gift ready purchased and ready to give, and, you know, without having to buy anything else. So, and it would make her birthday like a really big deal. So, here we are. So we bought her a 2DS XL, and immediately I got, you know, we posted a video of it up in the Engage Family Gaming Facebook group. You can get there by going to engagefamilygaming.com/community. We posted the video there, and I got a private message that was like, hey, why would you buy her one of those? Like, isn't the 3DS line dead? And, you know, so I thought, rather than, you know, I responded, but I thought that it was a worthwhile topic because the 3DS is still around. And, you know, there are some folks out there that have been asking about it. There's a lady at my work that's actually getting one of those for her son. And so I thought I would talk about it because I think it is, especially within the next year to 18 months, it's going to be a very big, you know, decision to make. So, here's my thought on this. Do I think that it's a good idea to buy 2DSs? Yes, absolutely I do. And here are a few of the reasons why. Because I do think that it depends on your situation. The biggest reason is that they're cheaper than the Nintendo Switch. And that may not matter to everyone, but there are a lot of folks that want to get their kid a video game system, and they want to go in on that, and you know, they want to play video games, and they want to share that experience, but they just don't have a lot of money. The budget option right now is a 2DS XL, which you can get relatively inexpensive, and there's tons of games that are all less expensive. There are plenty of used options for games that you can buy that are great. The library is huge. You know, GameStops are overflowing with 3DS and DS games that you can play on these things. So I think from a value perspective like that, it's the cheaper option than going for the Switch. I think the other key is, you know, for younger kids, you know, the woman at work who's buying it, her son is 5 and our daughter is 6. For younger kids, the Switch is, at the end of the day, a tablet that you can put controllers on the side, right? Like, it's a Nintendo console, so we know that it's not going to be, you know, fragile. And ours has taken a few bumps and really isn't all that worse off for it. But the 3DS line is just like the Game Boy line that came before it. Like, they are very durable, and the boys are in, you know, our boys have experienced some horrific accidents. In fact, we've only had one structural problem And the reason that ours had an issue was that it was in a backpack that was thrown down two flights of stairs height-wise and landed on the ground. And a hinge broke. And realistically, I don't think anybody would really expect it. And the system still worked. It's just the hinge broke. But I don't think anybody would really expect a system to work like that. You know? So I can't really get bad about that. But other than that, I mean, all of our DSs have lived through any number of drops, falls, spills, scratches. These things are, you know, they're all but indestructible. And that's a good thing, right? Like, when younger kids, they're clumsier. They don't have the same manual dexterity as those of us that are older. And frankly, we still drop our phones and are clumsy. So giving a younger kid something that isn't going to be super delicate is a great, is a useful thing. It means you're going to have peace of mind, right? You know, anytime I see a parent, you know, hand their phone off to like a three-year-old to go like walking across the living room, I am always nervous. And I'm not, it's not even my phone, nor is it even my kid, but I'm always nervous just because, you know, you're going to see a kid trip and fall and they might break it. And then the parents are going to be upset and the kid's going to be upset. It'll be a whole mess. I think that the 3DS family of systems kind of alleviates some of that. You can feel comfortable giving them this device and being safe with it. The third reason, you know, outside of it being inexpensive and being durable, is the library is already there. There are so many great games for kids on this system. And this is a system that will grow with them, right? You know, when they're five, maybe they're going to be playing relatively simple games, Yoshi and Kirby, and maybe some of the other, you know, maybe some older games that might be kind of edutainment focused, right? But as they get older, they can play things like Pokemon and Super Mario 3D World, etc. And I think that is really cool. The system has like this natural curve to it. It even has games like Mario Maker where they have creative options. And if you're purchasing one of the new 3DS options, it even has Minecraft on it. So I think these are, that library is really hard to argue. There are some folks that'll argue about whether or not its library is the best handheld library ever or anything. I don't think that we even need to get into that. I think that's a bridge too far for this discussion. There are plenty of great games. We could name 10 or 15 that would be perfect games. And many of the better games are, you know, in fact, all of them are under $50. And so there will be plenty of great options for your kids to play, plenty of great gifts for people to buy for your child over the next handful of years, and they will get hundreds of hours of playtime out of this device if you let them. And again, there's a ton of Pokemon games, so if your kid is into Pokemon, I know we talk a lot on here about how the Switch is getting a new Pokemon game next year. That's great. It doesn't have that many, you know, between Pokemon, I believe it's Diamond and Pearl, were on DS, that's playable on here. Pokemon Black and White and Black and White 2, that's playable on this thing. Pokemon X and Y, playable on this thing. Pokemon Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby, playable on this thing. Also, Pokemon Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Moon, playable on this thing. That's a lot of Pokemon games. Also, Detective Pikachu is playable on this thing, which might be cool for kids that are interested in the movie. That's a lot of Pokemon. So, yeah, I'm hard-pressed to find any real holes in the lineup for the 3DS. So that's the third reason why I am kind of all in on the 3DS. And the fourth reason, and I think this is probably kind of tied into all of this, is I really think that the 3DS is a great starter system, and it's a great test. It is full of, like, video game-ass video games. And what I mean is, it's not going to have, like, it doesn't have, pardon me while I stumble over my speech here. I'm driving in traffic. So, it doesn't have, like, a lot of weird, like, experimental games on it. It has platformers and role-playing games and puzzle games. This is a great test to see whether or not your kid actually likes video games at a low barrier of entry. And the reality is, not every kid is a video gamer. Now, everybody plays, you know, like, the cultural phenomenon, right? Like, everybody played Pokemon Go for a little while, even people that don't play games. Right now, everybody plays Fortnite, even if they aren't a gamer. So, you know, the fact that your kid plays Fortnite on your phone doesn't mean they want to play everything else. They might just really enjoy Fortnite. And we have some stuff to talk about Fortnite probably tomorrow, because I found some interesting topics on that. But, you know, we don't know that video games are their jam. And so the fact that there is a less expensive system that also has, like, real video games on it will give you a good idea. Like, is this what they want? Like, is this their hobby? Not everybody wants to play video games. And the 3DS, is with its low price point and its really good library, means you can get in and give them a system and let them play around with it. And you don't have to worry about having invested $300 on a Switch or a couple hundred dollars on a PS4 and torn apart your entertainment center. I mean, that's the other piece. The setup for this thing is very simple. And you don't have to, you know, not having to tear apart your entertainment center is pretty awesome. You know, that makes, you know, Christmas morning a little bit easier. So I think that that's worth exploring. You know, you don't necessarily need to get the new hotness, especially if this is some kind of a test. So those are my thoughts on the 3DS. I know this is a short episode today, but this is a kind of a rapid fire topic. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm going to share this into the community at EngageFamilyGaming.com/community. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the 3DS. Do you still own one? Do you still play it? Has the Switch completely replaced it? And would you recommend it to somebody else? Or do you think that maybe I'm overthinking this? So, this has been my ride to work, or at least part of my ride to work. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.